This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123. The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Piqua High School. It's game two of three games tonight as we kick off action in the boys Division IV Piqua Sectional Tournament. The Fort Loramie Redskins take on the Mechanicsburg Indians here in our second contest of the night. Fort Loramie 10-12 on the year at the close of the regular season, 5-7 in the Shelby County League. Mechanicsburg 6-16 on the year. The Indians play in the Ohio Heritage Conference. A couple of big wins over Springfield Catholic Central and Cedarville this year for Mechanicsburg. Fort Loramie, Chuck. Four straight wins late in the campaign over Anna, Marion Local, Franklin Monroe, and Houston. And then a very tight two-point defeat on the road on the last Saturday of the regular season at the hands of Division IV powerhouse Tri-Village, 50-48. Fort Loramie clearly playing its best basketball of the year. I know that's an overused phrase, but it certainly applies to Fort Loramie right now.
Well, I don't think that's, it's not overused in this case. They might be playing as well as anybody in the league right now. It's very impressive how they've been playing, and they're playing the best basketball at the right time.
The moving, the cutting, the passing, the driving, the free throw shooting, the handling of the basketball are at its best right now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And that's what Fort Loramie depends on
if the red and black can get some points down inside from big 6'7" Tyler Siegel, just a sophomore who is slowly but surely coming along. Those are bonus points. He's primarily relied on to clear the boards, clog up the middle. If he can get 10 or 12 points, ooh, my, Fort Laramie can be mighty challenging to beat.
That would be a key, boy. If they could get him on a roll and get a few double-doubles here, they could be a real challenge. And I think they're going to be anyway. I think they got a real shot at coming out of Pickler.
Dylan Braun, just a sophomore, second team All-Shelby County League performer this year. One heck of a three-point shooter.
Yeah, he's a good shooter, and he follows in his brother's footsteps as far as a scorer goes. And one of the things I've been impressed with was he has gone from being just a three-point jump shooter to now puts the ball on the floor and creates opportunities for himself besides just shooting the jump shot.
Drew Werman, outstanding quarterback on the gridiron, and he runs the show for this offense for Fort Laramie's basketball squad. Too.
Well, he's a great athlete, and one of the things I think he does the best, and what he did to Anna when they upset them, he gets into the paint, he gets to the rim, goes to the free throw line. He is really hard to defend.
A very good coaching job by Corey Britton, mentor of this Fort Laramie program. He has developed a nice group of 9 or 10 young men. He can substitute them freely. There's no fall off. Depth so important at tournament time, as we said prior to the start of the Rushi-Bradford game earlier tonight.
Well, it's big, and right now, by this time of the season, if you don't have the rotation that you want, you're in trouble, and he's really rounded into a good 8 or 9-man rotation. They shoot free throws well. Mm-hmm. They defend, and I think the biggest thing is they bought into the system. He was an outsider when he came in. He wasn't a Fort Laramie guy. I think he had to win their respect to start with, and now they're buying into what he's doing, and they're becoming very successful.
Dylan Braun, 13 points a game. Drew Werman, just under 10 a game. They paved the way for this Fort Laramie team, which has on the inside, as we noted, 6'7", Tyler Siegel. Mechanicsburg Indians, 6 wins in 22 games, as I mentioned. High points of the year, victories over Cedarville and Springfield Catholic Central. Bobby Welch, a 6'4" senior, leads the team in scoring at 14.5 per outing. Keep an eye on Welch. He could be a tough one to guard for Fort Laramie tonight. Redskins really don't have a matchup in his category of size, 6'4", 6'4.5 inches tall.
No, because if they put Siegel on him, I think he might quick him a little bit. So
right.
I think they're gonna guard him smaller and try to force him into where Siegel is.
If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at Tom Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. So many thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, along with Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. 3 Fort Laramie game-specific sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Starting 5 for Fort Laramie, Drew Werman starts at a guard, Evan Burning at a wing, Werman a 5'10 senior, Burning a 6'2 sophomore. He has really developed into a fine young 10th grader for the Redskins. Tanner Rosengarten, 6 feet tall, a senior, starts. Also in the opening 5 tonight for Fort Laramie is Tyler Siegel, a 6'7 sophomore. And Dylan Braun, 6'1, a soft, averaging 13 a game, second team all Shelby County League, rounds out the starting 5. For Mechanicsburg, the 5 players starting in this game tonight. Indians, the home team on the scoreboard, school colors purple and gold. Mechanicsburg white from top to bottom. Fort Laramie
black shirts, black pants, red numbers outlined in white. Leading scorer for Mechanicsburg, as we mentioned, 6'4", senior Bobby Welch. Jared Butcher, 6 feet tall, a senior, starts. Joey Butch, a 5'9", senior in the opening five. Matt Cushman, a 5'10", senior. And David Harvey, a 6'3" senior. Fort Laramie going from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. And Mechanicsburg from right to left. Redskins with the opening tap. Rosengarten's got the ball in the left corner. Flips it around the top of the circle to Burning. Burning 25 feet out. Siegel comes out to catch it straight away. Mechanicsburg chucking a shifting man-to-man. Oh, nice pick and roll for Laramie. Down inside to Siegel. Oh, he can't finish. Mechanicsburg bothered him at the last second. Ball was short. And the Indians came away with the rebound. Out high for Mechanicsburg. It is Butch. Butch gives it outside the arc near wing. Then feeds a teammate who barges in from the left corner. It's Welch. Welch, the leading scorer on the team this year from Mechanicsburg, gets a nice deuce as he slipped along the boundary below the basket and rolled it in off the backboard. 2-0 start, Mechanicsburg. Rosengarten on the arc goes to Braun in the lane to the post. Here's a diving effort by Burning. Short, rolled off the rim. Rebound down to Mechanicsburg. Burning probed the lane, posted up, couldn't get the shot to fall. Twice Fort Laramie's missed him on the inside. Mechanicsburg outside the arc. Here's a three-pointer. High right. It is no good by Cushman. Rebound down to the Redskins. Quickly Burning down the floor to Rosengarten. Deep three, right corner. He drops it. Tanner Rosengarten from way outside.
He's a really streaky shooter. If he gets hot, then Mechanicsburg could be in a lot of trouble.
3-2 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's Welch through the paint for Mechanicsburg. He hangs. Missed it short off the backboard. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Quickly up the floor. Dylan Braun in the right corner. Braun outside to Burning. Burning goes baseline, meets some resistance. Mechanicsburg strips it, but fouls him. We played 2 minutes, 3-2, Fort Laramie leads. Butcher picked up the foul for the Indians. Baseline left of the basket. It is inbounded by Burning. Comes out to Siegel at the foul stripe. Hand off to Drew Worman. Now Rosengarten 25 feet away. He's checked more closely here by Cushman now. Here is Dylan Braun outside the lane on the right. Little stop-and-go move. Pulls up, arches it. Short, no good. Rebound down to Mechanicsburg. Indians into the forecourt. Here's a quick triple try. A long one. It is no good by Butch. Rebound ricochets to Fort Laramie. 3-on-2 break. Pulling up left corner. Three ball. Redskins. Good. A bomb thrown in from way outside by Braun. Well, that's his specialty. He can light it up behind the arc. In fact, Fort Laramie has netted 2 3-pointers already. Fort Laramie pressing. Mechanicsburg rips pressure. Here's a late pass to Butch, who angles in from the right corner, banks it down, and he's at the stripe with a plus one. Foul, Redskins. That time, Mechanicsburg sibbed the pressure pretty easily. Siegel picked up the personal free throw. Mechanicsburg for the 3-point play. Good, but Joey Butch. 6-5 in favor of Fort Laramie. 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins try to go cross-court on the pass. Burning's heave is intercepted. Here comes Mechanicsburg. Look at Welch go. Flying to the rim. Took it the last 50 feet. Overshot it. Rebounded by Fort Laramie is Dylan Braun. And he comes barging down the floor. Foul, Mechanicsburg. Trying to fend him off was Butcher, who picked up the personal for the Indians. 2 quick ones on Jared Butcher and Mechanicsburg. 3 minutes gone by, first quarter. 6-5, Fort Laramie. Substitution for both teams. Baseline right corner, Fort Laramie throws in Drew Worman to trigger. Heaves it far corner to Dylan Braun, doesn't shoot. Started a drive, then retreats. Here's Rosengarten with the ball, 25 feet away. Down to Siegel out high left. Head coach Corey Britton up in front of us saying reverse it. And here's a ball reversed to the left corner. Braun's got a little bit of a crease. Good drive by him as Mechanicsburg played his jump shot. And Braun beat him to the basket, 8-5, Fort Laramie. Mechanicsburg in the forecourt. It is Bruce Waring who's coming off the bench. He goes to the foul line, spots up, takes a short jumper. The junior missed it, no good. Fort Laramie got the rebound and threw it away down to a right. Here's Mechanicsburg attacking. 4 minutes gone, first quarter, 8-5, Fort Laramie. Waring is quartered, tried to throw to a cutter. Butch intercepted by the Redskins who attack. Burning to Worman, deep right corner. Wide left, no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Good effort play by Rosengarten. Couldn't get it to go, though. He came zipping through there to get the offensive putback, but it wouldn't drop. Mechanicsburg's leading scorer of the year, Welch, has it left side of the floor. 3:42 to go in the first quarter, 8-5 Redskins. Ball lobbed right side of the court to Butcher. Butcher out back to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one by Mechanicsburg. The gunner, Cushman, hits the deck. Shot is missed. He's awarded three free throws, though, as Fort Laramie covered him up too closely.
Well, I'll tell you what, I agree with the foul. I don't agree with the three. He fouled him long after he landed on the floor.
Here's the first of three free throws by Mechanicsburg. Cushman hits to make it 8-6. Well, that's one of those calls you see go either way. Chuck, is it three free throws or is it a foul too late after the shot and ball out of bounds?
Well, once the ball is released, and if you have full release of the basketball, that should not be in the act of shooting. He wasn't shooting the ball. He was on the floor.
8-7, two free throws were made. Here's the third upcoming by Mechanicsburg. It's in the air, it's in, and we're tied up at 8. Matt Cushman pours in three from the stripe, fouled while shooting the triple. We're tied up at 8. Siegel's got the ball. Foul line extended right for Fort Laramie. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Dylan Braun probes the lane. Gives it up out back to a teammate. Then it goes right back to Braun. Braun with a shoulder fake starts to drive, foul against Mechanicsburg. 3:16 to go in the first, far side of the floor. It'll be inbounded by Fort Laramie. Brad Plyman on the court now, 6-foot-tall senior. Also in, Cody Gasson, 6-foot junior. We're near the 3-minute mark, first quarter. Here's a drive from the left corner by Braun again. Fake right, went left. Indians couldn't defend him without fouling.
He's such a defensive matchup nightmare, because if you don't go out on him, he's going to bury a three on you, and if you do, he really can put it on the floor.
Four team fouls already on Mechanicsburg. Fort Laramie inbounds below the rim. It's thrown to the arc, then right into Tyler Siegel in front. Turnaround Jay, 8-footer. Bingo, he's got it. Siegel connects. 10-8 in favor of Fort Laramie. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Mechanicsburg at midcourt can't handle the ball. It goes out of bounds. Fort Laramie will trigger it in play at midcourt, up 10-8. It is Worman. Right side pass goes to Braun, back to Worman. Worman looks for help. Goes to Siegel at the post. Back to Drew. He spots up. Launches the triple. Missed it. In and out. No good. Long rebound to Braun. Look out. Bullseye from way outside. What a shot by Braun. He launched in another. 13-8 Fort Laramie. 2:18 to go. Worman tried a three. Long rebound went to Braun. And he canned it. Here's Welch. Baseline left for Mechanicsburg. A runner. It hits the backboard rim. Rolls off. No good. Into the hands of Fort Laramie. Braun, quick pass, down to Worman. Braun again from three-point land. In again. Braun is on fire. 16-8 Redskins. What, three triples in the opening stanza for Dylan?
He's got 11 points and three threes, yes.
Interception Fort Laramie, which leads 16-8. Here's Worman driving into the lane. Little leaner in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebounded by Mechanicsburg. Redskins defense has been feisty. Here's a deflected pass again right in front of a steal by Braun. Braun motors down the floor. Defensive foul, Mechanicsburg, as Braun was en route to the goal. Fort Laramie's bursted to a 16-8 lead with 1:33 to go opening quarter. Fort Laramie with 8 in a row One set of Warriors comes out for Fort Loramie. New troops are on. Baseline right of the basket. Redskins inbound to Gasson. Gasson outside the lane. Fadeaway shot too hard, no good. Rebound stick back Fort Loramie. It's short. And it comes away to Mechanicsburg. Nate Plyman in now, 6'3 junior. He tried the rebound shot for the Redskins. Couldn't get it to fall. Here's a three-pointer by Mechanicsburg. Outside the arc, high left by Cushman. Short, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Minute left, first quarter. Ball goes to Worman. Worman gives it up, gets it back. High left to Gasson. And Gasson throws up a line drive three, and he drills it. Oh, the Redskins lighting it up behind the arc as Chuck McBee holds up one hand, five fingers. That's how many threes Fort Loramie's got in the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds. 19-8 Skins. Here's a baseline pass to Welch and Mechanicsburg. An overplay by Fort Loramie, which causes the miscue. Indians turn it over again. Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor, up 19-8 with 41 ticks to go on the clock. 11 in a row by Fort Loramie. Outside the arc, high left. It goes on the plate, Evan Burning. Oh, here's a drive by Braun. Look at him go. He's got space down the right side of the lane. He squeezed off a runner and banked it in. Dylan Braun playing possessed. He can do no wrong. 18 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Good defense by Fort Loramie out high. They knock it loose. Mechanicsburg recovers in backcourt with 11 seconds to go in the first. Here's a trap against Welch with six to play. Off to Cushman. Cushman jumping, shooting, 15-footer long, no good. Baseline rebound out of bounds. Redskins will get it. Up 21-8. A second to go in the first. Very impressive start to the first quarter by Fort Loramie. 13 points in a row to close out the period. Redskins inbound it to Rosengarten. Rosengarten's long 50-footer off to the right, no good. And the first period finishes. Great beginning for Fort Loramie. Redskins up 21-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Piqua High School. Quarter number two of our second game tonight, Fort Loramie running out to a 21-8 lead, 13 straight points for the Redskins. And what, Chuck, 13 points for Dylan Braun?
Yeah, Braun's got 13, and they've hit five threes in the first quarter.
By three different players.
Yes.
Mechanicsburg with the ball to start the second period. Cushman's got the ball in the right corner on top to Welch. Leading scorer, about 15 points a game on the year. Back to Cushman. He's left open, sets and shoots a three. Short, front rim, backboard no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins hit the trailer. Siegel in the lane, right down the middle of the floor to the basket. It rolls off, no good. Tough break, rebound Mechanicsburg. It's Harvey up ahead to Cushman, who veers off to the left. 36 seconds gone here in the second quarter, and we've got a hooking foul on Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds to Mechanicsburg, down to our left. 21-8. Redskins lead by 13. Inbounded to Harvey. Cross court to Cushman. Top of the circle, Joey Butch coming out to catch is Welch.
looks for a play to the post. Fort Loraman gets a hand on it, deflects it. Mechanicsburg touches it. Out of bounds it goes. Redskins defense, Chuck, has been as good as its offense.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, they're really firing on all cylinders now. And Arushi coaching staff is here. And they've seen them twice because they played them twice. But they're getting their eyes full right now.
Yeah, Fort Loraman lost Arushi in the regular season by 3 points and 4 points. And those two clubs could lock horns in an upper bracket sectional final. Here's a cross-court skip pass by Fort Loraman. My goodness, Dylan Braun catches in the extreme right corner of the floor. And guess what? He swishes another three ball. 24-8 Fort Loraman. Redskins with 6 threes.
Well, I haven't coached for a while, but I think I would try to go find him and play a little defense on him.
Outside the arc on the right, Harvey's got the ball for Mechanicsburg. Feeds down inside to a driving teammate, Cushman, and he cuts to the rim and drops it through. Boy, that breaks a dry spell for Mechanicsburg of close to 6 minutes without scoring. 5.5 to be exact. 24-10 in favor of Fort Loraman, which throws it away. Redskins tried to make a bullet-like pass from low on the right to a cutter who was coming in from the left wing, and it was zipped with a little too much haste on it.
Got a score. Springboro leads Sydney 13-6 in the first quarter.
That's girls basketball.
Yes.
That's Division I girls action tonight. Sectional final, 13-6 Springboro. Real tough draw for Sydney. Here is Mechanicsburg running its offense. Foul, Fort Loraman down low with 5:53 to go in the first, and Fort Loraman up 24-10. Baseline right of the hoop. Mechanicsburg will play it in. It is Cushman looking. Deep corner Butch. Out back to Welch. Outside the arc on the right to Butcher. Deep right corner, Butch. Here's Cushman straight away with a three, and it's floating short. Hit the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loraman. Redskins quickly go down inside to the cutter. Braun, off-balance shot, hit the side of the glass. Rebound comes away to Mechanicsburg. Here's Cushman running out down the floor in the middle. Feeds Welch, stripped by Fort Loraman, out of bounds to the Indians.
What a hustle play by Cody Gasson that time.
Redskins are playing extremely quick tonight. It's not a slow team anyway, but Fort Loraman is really hyped up for this game. Deep in the right corner, Mechanicsburg's Butch has got it. Down inside to Welch, who rimmed the shot from point-blank range. He got the rebound back, was fouled on the shoulder by Fort Loraman. 5:16 to go in the second quarter, 24-10 in favor of the Redskins. This game was 8-all, and then Fort Loraman spurted with 16 in a row, spanning two periods of play. Here's Mechanicsburg in the right corner, shake and bake move by Cushman. He goes up and under to draw the two-shot foul, and he's at the stripe.
Not sure I agree with that call.
Free throw by Cushman, swish. Head coach Corey Britton in Fort Loraman agrees with you.
Unfortunately, neither one of us have a say in the matter.
Nope. Corey does have on a striped tie.
Yeah, he does.
Not enough stripes, though. Cushman connects twice at the free throw line for Mechanicsburg, which is within 12, 24-12. Four straight points by the Indians. Here's Rosengarten, foul line to Siegel. Good high, low action down inside. And the shot danced all around and dropped in. Oh, what a play. Nate Plyman flipped it in from down around his knees. He shoveled it to the rim. Good assist by Siegel from the foul stripe. And here's Gasson over guarding for Fort Loraman at midcourt. 4:46 to go in the second quarter. 1-1 now for Mechanicsburg, which trails 26-12.
Well, Cushman has lived at the free throw line. He's already 5-for-5.
He has been extremely active for Mechanicsburg. High arching foul shot, good. Nothing but net. 26-13 Fort Loraman, which started this game very fast. 21-point first quarter for the Redskins. Second free throw by Cushman, got it. 26-14, Fort Loring. Here's Rosengarten, right corner. Out back to Tyler Siegel, high left to Gasson. Left side of the floor, Dylan Braun, one end pass to Rosengarten. Right corner, Gasson, cross court, they find Braun. Look out, three ball, swish again. Wow, excellent skip pass by Fort Loramie, which threw over the top of Mechanicsburg's defense, and the throw was right on target, and Braun was in his shooting motion, Chuck, when he caught the ball.
He has a very quick release, and that's how you get that many threes off.
Here's a telegraph pass, top of the key by Mechanicsburg, intercepted by Gasson. Here's Cody, a run out the other way. He dashes to the rim and scores. Redskin fans on their feet. Mechanicsburg falls behind by 17, and a full timeout is called. Half the second quarter gone, 31-14 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Here comes Mechanicsburg down the floor right in front of us. Fort Loramie gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Indians throw back in play. Mechanicsburg's got the ball. Getting my Indians and Redskins momentarily mixed up. Here's a baseline two-pointer by Mechanicsburg. Good-looking shot by Jared Butcher. The lefty jumps, shoots, and scores to make it 31-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Cody Gasson with the ball. Gives it up, foul line on the play to Nate Plyman outside the arc to Braun, who has been torching the net so far. Down inside to Nate. Nate to Rosengarten in the corner. Here's Cody Gasson straight away. Top of the key. He buries another one. It's raining three balls for Fort Loramie here at Pickwa High School.
Yeah, they're just lighting them up.
24-16 in favor of the Redskins. Here's Mechanicsburg rotating the ball out top. Cushman gives it up to Harvey, back to Cushman. Left-hand dribble, foul line, into the lane. He scoots to the basket and hits a teardrop right in front. Good play by Cushman. 34-18 Fort Loramie, 2:50 left to go in the second. Here's a quick pass by Braun to Siegel in the post. Baseline fadeaway, 10-footer, good, and he's fouled. Maybe it wasn't Siegel who was fouled. It could have been elsewhere on the floor. Let's see. I think Fort Loramie pushed off, going for what could have been a rebound, although Siegel drained the goal. And we move to this end where Mechanicsburg gets the benefit of the 1-1 with Fort Loramie leading 36-18.
Well, they called that on Braun, and that's probably the only way they're going to stop him. He has to sit down now. He's got 19 points.
Free throw, Mechanicsburg, 1-1. Shot by Butcher, no good, too hard. Rebound down to Gasson of Fort Loramie. Out back to Burning, top of the key, Tyler Siegel. 2:34 to go, second quarter. Ball whipped to Siegel in the lane. He goes opposite to Rosengarten. A good left-handed drive from the corner is good. Nice play, Rosengarten. He and Siegel teamed up. And the lead for Fort Loramie is 20. Intercepted pass by Nate Flyman of the Redskins. Good steal by Nate. Flyman up the floor to Gasson. Left corner, three ball again. In again. My goodness. Wow. Torrid outside shooting by Fort Loramie. The Redskins are scorching the net.
That looks like the NBA three-point contest.
And here's another near steal by Fort Loramie's Nate Flyman at the center line. Out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. And the Indians have fallen behind 41-18.
Well, I'm going to have to check. I don't know what the record is for a team, but that's 9 threes here in the first half.
9 three-pointers by Fort Loramie in 14 minutes of action.
Here's Rosengarten nearly stealing. He bats the ball out of bounds right in front of us. Mechanicsburg will inbound it. Indians Welch is the playmaker at side court. Minute 51 to go, second period, 41-18 Fort Loramie, which has outscored Mechanicsburg 20-10 in quarter number two. Here's Cushman, high right, almost walked. Gave it up to a teammate in the right corner. Here's a line drive triple on the play by Chris Taylor. It bangs around, comes off, no good, rebound Fort Loramie. Siegel foul line, right side to Gesson. Coming out to catch Nate Kleiman, right back to Cody. On the block to Siegel. He's defended by two players. Goes up and under. Block. Got it back. Fouled. Good effort by Siegel. Well, if you don't succeed the first time, you try again. That's what Tyler did. He was walloped on the back of the arm. Two shots for him.
I like to see Siegel be this aggressive and active offensively.
Free throw good by Tyler. 42-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rosengarten and Nate Kleiman come out. Drew Werman back on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Siegel. He is too hard off the heel and trying to swat the rebound out to a teammate was burning, but he climbed the ladder on the shoulder of an Indian player to get it done. Minute 24 to go, second quarter, 42-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. 1-1 for Welch of Mechanicsburg. 9 team fouls now on the Redskins.
Welch had the first basket of the game for Mechanicsburg. He hasn't scored since.
Welch toes the stripe, averaging about 15 a game on the year. Fort Loramie's done a very thorough job on him. Free throw is a little long. Rebound out of Fort Loramie quickly. Here's that skip pass. Cross court to Rosengarten. Look out. Another three. He's got it. Rosengarten buries one. My goodness, the Redskins are super hot. We've never seen a team at the high school level, Chuck, this hot in less than two quarters, 10 triples. Mechanicsburg gets it down low on the inside. It is McManus, Colin McManus, in off the bench for Mechanicsburg, gets the short shot to fall, and then Fort Loramie's Gasson starts a drive ahead of the key for the Redskins. And he burrows his way into the lane, fouled by the Indians with 53.9 to go in quarter number two. Gasson's foul shot dances all around the rim and goes in.
Gasson's got 12 off the bench.
Last field goal by Mechanicsburg scored by Colton McManus. I may have mispronounced his first name. Gasson's first foul shot good, 46-20. Second free throw in again. Well, Redskins haven't missed many shots, period.
No, no, they've been as good as you can be, I think.
47-20, Fort Loramie. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Welch driving baseline. Goes beneath the basket. Pitches to a teammate, Harvey, in the corner. Jump shot long, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins spurting down the floor. Siegel's got it out high. Now to Gasson with a half minute left in period number two. Top of the circle, it goes to Werman. Now to Gasson. Fed on the play to Brad Plyman. 20 seconds to go in the half. Siegel's got it. 47-20, Fort Loramie Redskins playing their very best basketball of the year. We said that coming into the game. I think they've topped that tonight in the first two periods.
Wow.
Oh, look at that drive. Heck of a play by Werman as he crashed the lane, split two defenders, and threw it in on the bank on the dead run. At the buzzer the other way, Mechanicsburg, Cushman, a running shot from three-point land. It's good. He banked it in at the buzzer. Boy, it was really, really close. Three-pointer by Cushman. It's 49-23 in favor of Fort Loramie at the half. Fine shot by Werman at one end, and then Cushman matched it from three-point land at the other by Mechanicsburg just as the second quarter closed out. Fort Loramie 49, Mechanicsburg 23 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others. Your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Primary Eye Care Associates with locations in Sydney, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Troy. Eight outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. They take care of the vision and eye health for you for a lifetime of healthy vision. Take advantage of the outstanding service provided by Primary Eye Care Associates. Again, in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. The Sydney phone number, 492-9197, 492-9197. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. That's primaryeyecare.org. Accepting new patients, accepting most insurance plans. And don't forget, the Fort Loramie address for Primary Eye Care has changed. It's changed from South Main to 700 East Park at the corner of Park and Dawson. Primary Eye Care Associates in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. All Fort Loramie Redskins with 10 triples made in this game through two quarters. 49-23 Skins, Chuck.
Well, they have an 18-10 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Only turned the ball over three times in the first half. Mechanicsburg turned it over eight. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 8 of 10 for Mechanicsburg. If it wasn't for Cushman, we could have gone home half an hour ago. He's got 14 for Mechanicsburg. Then they got 3 from Butch. And then they got 2 each from McManus and Butcher. And their leading scorer, Welch, they scored 8 and 15, 23 in the first half. Fort Loramie, 19 for Dylan Braun, 13 for Cody Gasson. He's got 8 from Tanner Rosengarten, 5 from Tyler Siegel, 2 each from Nate Blyman and Drew Weirman. They scored 21 and 28, 49 to 23 at the half.
Chuck, to borrow a musical phrase from Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, oh, what a night. What a half for Fort Loramie. Two or three people have walked by wanting to know if 10 threes in one half is a Piqua sectional tournament record. I've got to believe it is.
I'm going to find out. We might be able to tell them during the last game, but yeah, that's a lot. And now I got that song stuck in my head, so thanks.
Oh, what a night for Fort Loramie. 10 threes in the first half. Redskins up 49-23 after two quarters of play. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston.
and Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nicholson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, we understand, Chuck, that the Fort Laramie Redskins team record for a game in terms of number of threes is 10 total for four quarters. Fort Laramie's got that matched already in a half. And the individual record for a game is 8. And Dylan Braun's got 5.
Yeah, oh, well, I think both of them are in jeopardy, especially the 10.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight, we highlight Fort Laramie seniors, outstanding academic students, fine players on the basketball floor. And we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Dylan Eilerman, Logan Brackman, Brad Plyman, Tanner Rosengarten, Drew Werman, and Darren Sager, all seniors for Fort Laramie. They are under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known in the building field as an outstanding distributor for many high-quality products, Masonite, Superior Aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted right here on scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. And gratitude as well to the Sydney Car Care Center in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor. Sydney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, who have combined for 40 years of superb car repair service. Todd Brown and Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care Center will take care of you. Prompt service, affordably priced, very honest with you about your car's needs. That's Sydney Car Care, 1084th Avenue in Sydney, between the hospital and drive-in, open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the hospital and drive-in, prompt service, affordably priced, and extremely honest. Well, we start the third quarter. Fort Laramie's got the ball. And here is Werman throwing cross court on the play to Dylan Braun. Braun with a shovel shot down the lane. He was motoring fast toward the rim and made it. He can do no wrong tonight. How many points for him, Chuck?
He's got 21 now.
and the lead for Fort Laramie has swollen to 51-23. Mechanicsburg being harassed at midcourt, and the Indians throw the ball out of bounds. Here is Siegel in backcourt for Fort Laramie, which leads at 51-23. Somebody's on Burning's back. Cushman fouls 50 feet from the goal, and the Redskins will throw it in far side of the floor. Fort Laramie starting Burning, Braun, Rosengarten, Siegel at the post. Drew Worman out there on the court as well. Here's Worman. Oh, a nice backdoor pass. Catching low on the right is Braun. It's deflected. He got it back. He's triple teamed. It is blocked, but a foul against the Indians, and Dylan Braun will shoot. Wouldn't this be an irony, Chuck, as well as he's played, as well as he's shot, if he went to the foul line right here and missed? Dylan Braun dips the knees and makes the free throw. I did not jinx it.
You did not.
52-23, Fort Laramie. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Second shot to Dylan Braun. He bounces the ball three times, and he buries another one. Boy, this is about as perfect as Fort Laramie can play. In fact, a couple of coaches said that as much just a few minutes ago before the half started. Here is Mechanicsburg into the forecourt to the right. Ball dumped off in the baseline, then into the lane to Welch. Welch spins and hooks it in from 8 feet away. What's Welch got in the way of field goals, Chuck?
He's got two baskets, 4 points.
Leading scorer for Mechanicsburg this year at about 15 a game. He's been held in check, to just two. Oh, what a pass by Worman. He went to the foul line. Rosengarten went back door. And the Redskins in the half court are cutting up Mechanicsburg. Rosengarten got the finish. That was Rosengarten who scored, wasn't
it,
Chuck?
Yes.
And we have a Mechanicsburg player shaken up down to our right as the lead for Fort Laramie has expanded to 30, 55-25. 6:15 to go, third period. Fort Laramie is shooting the three ball extremely well, running the offensive sets, getting layups out of formations on the offensive side of the floor. Tyler Siegel has been very good in the post. Fort Laramie's assist making, the passing has been real sharp. Here's a long three ball by Cushman of Mechanicsburg. It is no good. Rebound long down to Burning. Burning zips up the floor, feeds it off into the right corner to a three-point shooter. It's Dylan Braun, and guess what? You can tell by the roar of Mr. Bachman in the background and the crowd as well that Braun has nailed another one. 11 three-pointers for Braun. Or I should say 11 three-pointers for Fort Laramie, 6 for Braun. Here's a butcher jump shot from the right baseline from Mechanicsburg. It's up and good. 58-27 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's Rosengarten, right side of the floor for the Redskins. Into Siegel in the post. Back to the basket, goes to work, leans in, banks it up. It hangs on the rim and right down through.
He's playing really well tonight. I am really excited to watch him play offense out of a half-court set like that.
Yeah, he is a real big key. If he can score points in the lane for Fort Laramie, that helps to set up everything else for sure. Power move by Butcher in the lane for Mechanicsburg. His left-handed bank shot goes in. Rosengarten comes down the floor for Fort Laramie. Spots up on the arc and swishes another one. 12 three-pointers for Fort Laramie, which is shooting lights out, scorching the nets. I've seen nothing like this at the high school level. 12 three-pointers, Chuck, in the first 19 minutes of the game.
I'm flabbergasted. Is that a good word for that?
Here is Siegel whirling in the paint after a made field goal by Mechanicsburg. He left it short, no good. Rebound down to the Indians. Up the floor, Cushman, foul line in the lane. Arches up a 12-footer off to the left, no good. Rebound Rosengarten. 63-31 Redskins, who throw it away. Intercepted down the floor by Harvey. Harvey to Cushman, a running one-hander in the paint. No, but there's a foul against. Oh, nope, a travel. 4:06 left here in the third quarter. 63-31 in favor of Fort Laramie. and Rosengarten and Siegel come off their spent. They look tired, but I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of energy to make that many three-point shots.
Head coach Corey Britton at Fort Loramie has gotten 150% out of his team here tonight. Marvelous effort by the Redskins, who lead by 32. Half the third quarter is gone. Here's a shot fake on the arc by Braun. He proves he's human. He lets one fly from three-point territory, left it short, but the rebound kicked right back to him. Here's Dillon entering the paint. Look at him go. Right down the lane, overshot it. Weak side rebound by Gasson, short. Gasson comes out of there with it. Left corner, Braun. Start to drive. Defensive foul, Mechanicsburg. Tell you what, Chuck, all the talk after the tournament draw about how Jackson Center got the break with Farallon and Triad in Jackson Center's half. From what I've seen tonight, it's hard for me to imagine that Fort Loramie right now is not a stronger club than Triad and Farallon.
Well, I truly felt like Jackson Center got the better draw. I thought some teams went away from Grushy.
Here is a nice pass down inside. Oh, what a play again. Excellent assist by Gasson, the Nate Kleiman. Kleiman got the two-pointer. I think a lot of people felt that with Triad and Farallon in the Jackson Center bracket, that the winner of that Farallon-Jackson Center game potentially in round two might pose a much tougher opponent for Jackson Center in a sectional final, than the under 500 team Fort Loramie would for Rushi. But I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We've seen them play all year long, and this team is playing as well as anybody in the league right now, including Jackson Center and Rushi.
And the way Fort Loramie has played Rushi this year, a four-point game and a three-point game. Just had a timeout called with the score 65-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. Like to remind you about M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. That's 937-295-3971. He offers pickup and delivery. Here is Dillon Eilerman in off the bench for Fort Loramie. He makes a post-up move, a half hook in the lane. He banks it in.
They did a nice job. You can tell they were looking for him. He looked like an offensive tackle shooting a jumper out
there. And the Redskins are sparkling from everywhere tonight. Each individual player performing quite well. And the Redskins as a team look so cohesive. Foul against the Redskins in the Mechanicsburg half court. 67-34, Fort Loramie, 2:10 to go here in the third. Here's a baseline drive by Welch of Mechanicsburg, and he drops it in. 2 minutes even to go third quarter. Up the floor, Fort Loramie, Worman to Gasson. In it goes to Eilerman. Eilerman hands off to Brackman. Fadeaway shot from 10 feet. He's hacked on the wrist. Couple free throws here for Brackman. Foul on Welch of Mechanicsburg.
That's three on Welch. Not that it's going to make a lot of difference.
Fort Loramie has passed the ball beautifully, especially these 30-foot cross-the-court skip passes. They have been right on the money, chest high, in shooting position. And the Redskins have made most all of those. How many three-pointers now for Fort Loramie? 12?
12, yes.
67-36, Fort Loramie. Free throw, Brackman, good. I took my eye off of him. First shot, was that in? Or
no, shot it short the first time, hit the second one.
Hit one of two. Minute 45 to go, third quarter. 68-36 in favor of Fort Loramie. Mechanicsburg's Butch has got the ball behind the arc. Feeds it off to teammate Harvey. Right back to Butch. Here's a straightaway triple. It is missed on the play by Taylor. A substitute has come in off the bench, left it short. Rebound down to Gasson. Up ahead to Worman for Fort Loramie. Spin move, foul line in the lane. Goes baseline left to Eilerman, on top to Rosengarten. Right back into Brackman. Brackman to Eilerman. Three-point shot by Gasson. Short off the rim.
Rebound to Mechanicsburg. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. Up the floor, Indians. Waring pulls up out back. And as Waring passed the ball off, he dragged the pivot foot. Redskins possession, 1 minute to go, third quarter. Tyler Siegel, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, all back in. 68-36 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Warman walking the ball over the Indians logo at midcourt. Piqua High School, the scene of the Division IV sectional. Here is Dylan Braun on the arc, passes down inside, intended on the play for Siegel in the post, deflected by Mechanicsburg, and the Indians come away with it. Here's a drive down the middle of the floor, all the way to the basket, going hard to the cup is Butch of Mechanicsburg. He's fouled. Butch at the stripe for the Indians. He's got two shots. 68-36 Fort Loramie. 38.1 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw by Butch is in. 68-37 in favor of Fort Loramie. Free throw number two by Butch in the air. Got it once more. 68-38. Half minute remaining, third quarter. Here is Worman up the floor for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc of the right to Braun. To Worman, top of the key, gets a screen, doesn't shoot. Deep left corner, Rosengarten. Into the lane to Siegel. Little turnaround jump hook, five-footer, easy does it. Nothing to it. Siegel looking mighty good in the post. 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 32. And a 6 seconds to go. Waring on the arc, foul line. Right corner hits Harvey. On top to Butch. He jacks up a three at the buzzer. No good. And the third period is over. Fort Loramie 70. Mechanicsburg 38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Understand that the Sydney girls have fallen way behind to Springboro and are in jeopardy of losing tonight. Undefeated Sydney girls going down at the hands of Springboro in the sectional finals.
Too many turnovers, and they missed their first six shots to start the third quarter. They're down 13 now.
Here is Mechanicsburg with the ball to start the fourth. Waring's got the ball in the arc. Fort Loramie in the lead by a 70-38 count. Here's Waring, gives it up to Butch, now to Harvey, 25 feet away. Into the post it goes, then it's fed baseline right, reverse layup is good. Harvey got it to go. Nice effort by David Harvey of Mechanicsburg.
Well, I'm telling you what, they're down 30 points, and this is not a bad basketball team.
No, it's not at all, and they are still giving it everything they've got. A lot of credit to the Indians. Shake and bake move by Burning on the arc into the lane. That's some trouble, so then he threw it back out to Rosengarten. Right corner to Worman. Worman starts to drive. He's shouldered by an Indians defender. So many thanks tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place all your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family owned is Tom and Jerry's. building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Fort Loramie with the ball to her left. Here's Burning out of the corner. Long three. Rattles out. No good. 6.5 to go in the fourth. 70-40. Fort Loramie. Foul in backcourt on Worman of the Redskins. 6:29 to go. Fourth quarter. Fort Loramie substituting freely. Tyler Siegel comes off. And the Redskins go with several new young men. We'll check the roster and highlight them for you. Mechanicsburg's got the ball, baseline right. Here's a running shot by Welch, an 8-footer, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, lead out to Gasson. Gasson into the lane, looks for help. Brad Plyman back in there. Here's a cross-court throw and then intended for Darren Sager, and it goes out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. That's Sager, Gasson, Brad Plyman. Brackman back in at the post. And on the other side of the floor, looks like Nate Plyman is in. High left with the ball. Welch gives it up to Harvey. Back out to Welch on the arc. Here's a nice drive down the lane. One-handed teardrop right in front. Hit the back rim. Bounced away. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Quickly up to Gasson. Near side. It goes to Brad Plyman. Back to Gasson. Bounce pass into Brackman in the lane. Redskins work it around. 5:45 to go in the fourth. Right back in the middle to Brackman. Now Gasson jumping, shooting, a high arching three. It hit the heel, no good. Long rebound comes to Nate Plyman. On the arc to Sager. Baseline right to Brackman. Back to Sager, 16-footer, hard, no good. Foul, Fort Loramie. 70-40 Redskins. 5:29 left to go here in the fourth. You've got to check out that great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel to Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. They come from all over to visit Geyer's as Welch gets loose for a driving layup for Mechanicsburg. You see, Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922. He greeted everybody from the first day on with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See all the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them on the web, too, online at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Now Fort Loramie chucks up an air ball on a three-pointer, a rare sight tonight. 70-42 Redskins, 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg's got the ball outside the arc. It's Harvey now in the corner. Ball high overhead. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's fed there to Taylor. Taylor throws into the corner, knocked out by Fort Loramie. Indians still have it, 4:33 to go. Mechanicsburg came into the game 6-16. Plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference. Had gotten wins over Cedarville and Springfield Catholic Central this year. Here's an inside post move. Turnaround Jay. Pumped up there by McManus. No good. The Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Cody Gasson down the floor to Sager. Spots up at the foul line. Doesn't shoot. Back to Gasson in the right corner. Ball weaved near sideline. Handled there by the Skins' Brad Plyman. Into the post to Brackman. Cutting is Eilerman. Dillon catches, bobbles, gets it back, throws it to Cody. Gasson goes into the lane. Back to Dillon Eilerman. Jump shot, 10-footer short. Rebound on the floor, taken away by Mechanicsburg. Here come the Indians. Quickly down the floor, it is Cushman driving between a couple of Redskins. All the way to the backboard, up and in. Good play by Cushman. He's had a fine outing for Mechanicsburg. 3.5 to go in the fourth. 70-44 in favor of Fort Loramie. High-low action. Eilerman down inside to Brackman. He's fouled on the arm.
Redskins' biggest lead was at 72-38. Mechanicsburg has scored four in a row. Or I should say six in a row to make it 70-44. As I check back, actually, Fort Loramie's biggest lead was at 60-27. Fort Loramie led 60-27 at one point in the third period. Free throw, Brackman, in and out, no good. This reminder, we will go offline at the close of this game. A short wrap-up. We'll honor our Clancy star of the game. Then go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes. Then return with a short pregame in advance of the tip of game three tonight. Should be a good one. Houston and Mississinewa Valley, which beat Houston by 10 late in the regular season this year. Good work by Mechanicsburg into the post to Welch right in front. He drops it in. Eight straight points by Mechanicsburg. 70-46, 3 minutes to go. Eilerman, high post for Fort Loramie. He throws near side on the play to Brackman, outside the arc on the right. It's fed to Eilerman, down low to Brackman, off to Sager, and Fort Loramie can't hang on, goes out of bounds. With 2:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. 70-46 in favor of Fort Loramie. We saw Fort Loramie improving late in the season, Chuck. Wow. The improvement was spiked.
Yeah.
Coming into tonight.
They scored 21, 28, and 21 in the first three quarters.
Woo. Wow. Those are pretty good numbers for rip snorting, high flying, fast paced Division I teams. Intercepted pass by Mechanicsburg, and Fort Loramie steals it right back. 2:20 left to go. 70-46 Redskins. Fort Loramie dribbles up top of the circle. Ball thrown left corner to Sager. A little alley along the baseline. Reverse layup deflected, taken away by Mechanicsburg. A run out Indians, 2-on-1. Driving shot good. A field goal by Chris Taylor of Mechanicsburg to make it 70-48. Redskins have substituted freely last 4 minutes, and Mechanicsburg has reeled off 10 in a row. And here's the ball swiped by Mechanicsburg. Good steal on the play out high by McManus. Gives it up down the floor to a jump shooter. It's pumped up there, missed on the play, but Tim Miller is in off the bench. Miller, a 5'10 senior, rimmed it. Redskins got the rebound, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout with a minute 37 to go, and the score 70-48.
But they called a timeout just to get these subs in.
Exactly. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got a tip-off at 12 noon, Jackson Center, Houston, Sydney Girls Division IV Upper Bracket Sectional Final. Webcast time, 11:45. Contest starts at 12 noon. To be followed by Fort Loramie Botkins. Tip-off sometime between 1:30 and 2. Here is Fort Loramie in the half court, and the Redskins throw it out of bounds right in front of us at the scorer's table.
I don't think I've ever seen a team score 70 through three quarters and get shut out in the fourth.
Fort Loramie doesn't have a point in the fourth quarter. Is that right?
They do not.
Score at the end of three was 70-38. Mechanicsburg has outscored Fort Loramie 10 over in the fourth. If there ever was a gesture of excellent sportsmanship, Chuck, this has been it tonight.
You mean it's not going to be 180-1?
Free throw Mechanicsburg is no good. Too hard by Waring. Minute 18 to go, second shot for Waring. Fort Loramie had 70 points at the end of three quarters, led 70-38. Redskins have substituted very freely here in the fourth, and Fort Loramie's been outscored 10-0 in the fourth quarter. Second foul shot also missed by Mechanicsburg. Here's a lob to Fort Loramie, down inside to Dylan Eilerman, and he breaks the drought. The layup by Eilerman is good.
He might get the Clancy's player of the game.
55 seconds to go in the fourth. Here is Butcher with the ball for Mechanicsburg. Hands it off on the play to Miller, who drives to the lane. Running one-hander is in, and he's fouled. Nice play.
Well done to Tim Miller, 5'10 senior guard.
You like to see that because he didn't get in until late in the game, and he's a senior. Get a score in your last tournament game.
72-50 in favor of Fort Loramie with 45.7 to go here in the fourth quarter. Three-point play chance for Miller of Mechanicsburg. Couple of dribbles, shoots it up, and no good off the flange. Rebound is jammed to the floor, but Fort Loramie Redskins come away with it. Dribble drive of Fort Loramie. Here's a foul line jumper. Fadeaway shot is missed on the play, but Jarrett Meyer, who's checked in, a 5'10 senior. Mechanicsburg's got the carom. Ball rolled up ahead. It's on the deck. We may have a jump. We do. Arrow enables the Redskins to keep it with 23.2 to go here in the fourth. 72-50 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins held to 2 points in the fourth quarter, but scored 70 in the first three. Dribble drive in the lane, ball thrown on the arc. Set shot, Jarrett Meyer, Fort Loramie, three-pointer straight on. Bingo, he's got it. Jarrett Meyer, very good defensive back for the Fort Loramie football team. That was not Jarrett Meyer, my mistake. Carter Mesher, also a very good football player, drained it. Here's Mechanicsburg with a three try at the buzzer. It is short, no good, and that's it. Last field goal for the Redskins scored by Carter Mesher. Dylan Eilerman got the other bucket, a two-pointer just before that, as Fort Loramie was blanked the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. The Redskins wind up getting 5 points here in the fourth and final period, but defeat Mechanicsburg by the final tally of 75-50. And by winning this game tonight, Fort Loramie advances on to round two of the upper bracket sectional here at Sydney. Fort Loramie moves on to play in the second game on Tuesday night. We'll have all the action for you on Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Fort Loramie will play the winner of the next contest featuring Houston and Mississinewa Valley. That's upcoming. We'll go offline, then return online with a short pregame in advance of Houston, Mississinewa Valley. Redskins win up at 25. Biggest lead was 33. Chuck, a quick look at the scoring. I don't think there's any question about who wins the Clancy's Award tonight for the Redskins.
With Dylan Braun at 26, didn't play in the fourth quarter. 13 for Rosengarten and 13 for Cody Gasson. And 9 for Tyler Siegel. I thought he had a terrific game. But the Clancy's player of the game, obviously, Dylan Braun.
Yeah, Dylan Braun with 26 points. How many threes for Dylan alone, Chuck?
Six.
Dylan made six, and the team made 12. 13.
Mesher hit that one in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, don't want to. You're right. Carter Mesher got a three-pointer right at the end of the game. Don't dare short him one, do it.
No.
Clancy's award tonight goes to Dylan Braun of the Redskins. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, thank you so much to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured.
meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. And by the way, I want to remind you, the new Fort Loramie location for our brand-new underwriting sponsor, Primary Eye Care Associates, is out at Park and Dawson. That's East Park and Dawson. New location, 700 East Park, for Primary Eye Care Associates. Previous Fort Loramie location was at 20 South Main. Primary Eye Care Associates, locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. Again, this reminder, we'll go offline for about 10 minutes, then return online with a short pregame in advance of Game 3 tonight, Houston and Mississinewa Valley. Brett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer reminding you of the final score of Game 2 just completed, Fort Loramie 75, Mechanicsburg 50.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.